Acting Superintendent Mike Marley, Assistant District Office, Moreton Bay District, joins us today to talk about CCTV cameras and how they can help police investigations. Good morning, Acting Superintendent Mike.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, we're going to talk today about closed-circuit TV. We hear about this all of the time. Tell us a little bit about how important these are for police.
Yeah, CCTV cameras are becoming part of everyday life and part of increasing security, not just around businesses, but also around residences. Mm-hmm. Cameras assist in creating a safe space environment for occupants where the CCTV has coverage. They also assist in reducing crime by deterring potential offenders and unruly behaviours.
There you go. And there's no doubt how important the component this is to police investigations. Tell us how they can benefit.
Yeah, CCTV has become an investigative tool in modern policing. The footage is regularly used to assist investigators in identifying not only the individuals involved, but how the offence actually occurs. CCTV images can potentially reduce investigative times, mm-hmm. resulting in vast efficiencies.
There you go. Now, does our Moreton region have an extensive CCTV network?
Yeah, Rosemary, our prevention staff are always encouraging anyone who has cameras to register them with police via the CCTV Community Camera Alliance.
Okay.
We also work in partnership with the City of Moreton Bay Council, who have a comprehensive fixed and mobile network consisting over 1,500 cameras. These cameras have been used to assist police in many investigations, including offences against the person and also numerous traffic complaints.
So tell us a little bit more about the CCTV Community Camera Alliance. I wasn't aware of that, Mike.
Yeah, this is a way for our home and business owners to register their CCTV security system.
Mm-hmm.
This permits us to retrieve these linked addresses in the event a crime occurs, creating efficiencies in the gathering of valuable evidence. Otherwise, police would conduct door-to-door activities, which is very time-consuming. The ability of being able to contact a home or business owner to verify CCTV footage could provide vital evidence in a very timely manner to prevent the loss of evidence. The owner's personal information is stored on an existing database and used solely for QPS personnel for official purposes only.
And what are some of the problems that police might face with CCTV cameras set up?
Yeah, Rosemary, all surveillance systems consist of two main parts, the camera system and the recording system. The very best recording system can never make up for a poor camera setup. Camera placement, camera setup and lighting are very important things to consider when placing cameras around the household. A poorly placed camera that covers an entryway but is not positioned at face level only provides identity of the physical characteristics rather than facial features. Always consider, where are the main entrances and exits? Where are the main target areas? And where would best offenders' identification be obtained? Lack of lighting, also at night, or too much lighting, is also something that we often forget about.
And just, Mike, quickly before we break for a song, is there somewhere or someone that tells you where to put all these things so it's better for you guys?
Oh, most definitely. Yep. We can contact our prevention team who can come out and actually do security audits of your residences to assist with those aspects.
That sounds like a plan, doesn't it? Mike, would you be able to stay with me for a minute?
Yeah, most definitely.
Thank you. I'm delighted to say that I have Acting Superintendent Mike Marley, and he's still with us here, and we are still talking about CCTVs. Mike, how about an incident that has been reported? What are some of the challenges that the police are finding?
Yeah, look, investigators encounter sometimes homeowners or actual business owners don't actually have 24 access to their security systems or have the ability or knowledge to actually download the footage that's required. So it's always handy for homeowners or business owners to negotiate with staff to train suitable people up to have those requisite skills.
Absolutely. Now, Mike, if I have a CCTV cameras and they have captured evidence that can be used by the police, how do I go about getting the footage to you?
Yeah, look, when reporting a crime and CCTV footage is available, PoliceLink will send you a link via SMS or email mm-hmm. To upload your footage to a statewide evidence recording system, which every police officer can access. It is vital that you upload your footage to this system using the link provided. Police spend countless hours telephoning people, chasing up the whereabouts of footage, time that could be used in actually investigating the crime. If you have taken the time to spend money to install cameras, ensure the footage is being used to assist in what you intended was the purpose for. If you have trouble uploading your footage, let us know and we will assist.
Oh, absolutely. And Mike, before I let you go, is there any final advice for anyone considering installing cameras?
Yeah, look, do your research in relation to the capabilities of the cameras and what you actually desire the system to actually do for you. And again, if you do require assistance in providing a security audit of your residence or business, our crime prevention team is available to assist.
Good. Absolutely wonderful. Now, if we to find out a little bit more about CCTV Community Camera Alliance, we can go and register this location visit. Can you give us some of those, Mike?
Yeah, certainly. And to find out more about the CCTV Community Camera Alliance and to register your location, visit the www.police.queensland.gov.au/safety and preventing crime community camera alliance. And all the information is there to assist you.
Also, now all that information that you just gave then is always a little bit hard to write down or remember, but certainly if you go to police.queensland.gov.au, you're going to be led through the system, aren't you?
Most definitely.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mike, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you this morning, and I do thank Acting Superintendent Mike for joining us here on 101.5, keeping our community connected. That's a whole lot of important information that you've given us, and we want you to listen to this interview and others from the Queensland Police Service. You can go to the 101.5 website and click on podcast. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Rosamund. Have a nice day.
Same to you.